Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang, my colleague and co-host, looking at North Korea and what if. We welcome Bruce Bechtel, the author of several books, to tell us what if in the days of the past, the last days of Kim Jong-il, Red Rogue, Defiant Failed State, North Korea, regional security in the Kim Jong-un era. Let's go to that, because the ICBM tests have become not quite routine, but regular over the years as provocations from North Korea. Right now, the question is, what about those ICBM tests and North America? We recently went through the episode of the surveillance balloon that caused a diplomatic break that may or may not have been mended at this point, shooting down the surveillance balloon off the coast of Carolinas after it had crossed Canada and the United States, especially critical bases in the United States. Now we come to an ICBM test. Bruce, a very good day to you. Thank you for this. In the event that the ICBM test goes farther than is expected from the previous events and threatens not only Hawaii's territory, not only Guam's territory, not only Alaska's territory, but according to the arc or the mechanisms, is inbound from North America. What happens, Bruce? And have we ever come close to that? What happens? Good evening to you.
No, it has never happened. The North Koreans have, as you know, had tests go awry, but never in a way that was a danger to United States sovereign territory. So it would be an unprecedented event. Now, were a missile on a flight trajectory that, as you said, was taking it toward the continental United States, or for that matter, any of our sovereign territory, the state of Hawaii or Alaska or Guam, there is no doubt in my mind that at that time they would have to make that decision to shoot it down, to intercept it. And that would leave the big question of, okay, we're going to intercept this missile. Do we have the capability? And the answer is yes, in theory. Just like the answer to North Korea being able to get a nuclear weapon equipped ICBM into the Earth's atmosphere at a full trajectory is something that, yes, they could do in theory. We've just never seen them do it. So were they to actually send a missile by accident, I'm assuming, would I agree with you, that would be an accident if that happened. Were they to actually send a missile headed on a trajectory for United States territory, that would be unprecedented, but we would have to intercept it at that point, or at least attempt to do so, and that would also be unprecedented. So to answer your question as best I can, we're entering new territory here.
We're entering new territory, but the word unprecedented is helpful. Are there protocols for Pyongyang to communicate to Seoul and to North American defenses that it's an accident? Does such a link exist to your knowledge, Bruce?
No. The United States and North Korea have no such hotline. Even when Trump was visiting with Kim Jong-un on those visits, even then there was no such hotline. North Korea and South Korea do not have such a hotline. They have a hotline at the DMZ, but they would have to call that hotline at the DMZ and then communicate to those two people to communicate with the South Koreans at the DMZ, who would then communicate to the National Command Authorities at Cheongwon-dae, the Blue House in Seoul. So the answer to your question is communication would be much slower than we would expect if it was a Chinese missile that went awry, for example, or a Russian missile that went awry, because the communications infrastructure to let us know that such a thing was happening just doesn't exist.
One more detail. What I'm proposing is not fantastic. It's not out of the question and is a puzzle. The reason I come to it is because you will recall what the PRC's foreign ministry claimed about the surveillance balloon. One, it was a meteorological research and harmless. Two, it was blown off course. And three, it was their possession, and therefore shooting it down was a violation of their sovereignty. All that happened with the balloon. So it's not far-fetched that that could happen with an ICBM test that went too far. And we have no reason to believe that the North Korean missile testers are all that acute. They've been provoking Japan for some time. It might entertain them. So putting fuel into an ICBM to go a little farther than expected is not a fantastic possibility. Has this been war game to any knowledge of yours, Bruce, by North American defenses?
Yes, it has. Not only has it been war game, but let me give you some examples of the war games that have occurred. I know you said you played in one last week. Think tanks do war games. I did one with AEI and some Japanese scholars, for example. If North Korea actually its first nuclear weapons strike was against Japan using Nodongs? That was 12 years ago. South Korea and the U.S. do war games that involve those scenarios at least twice a year, every year, in command post exercises. NORAD does the war games, and the United States does those war games on their own as well. And they do those with Japan, too. So there's, you know, literally at least half a dozen such war games like that that take place at several different levels every year, where they're trying to work out every single possible scenario and how we would react. I don't think that's the problem, John. I think the problem is the North Koreans are so unpredictable and their military is much more top-down controlled than ours is. So because of that, if something went wrong and their command and control broke down, it could be a real issue.
Gordon, I emphasize all of this because it's not out of bounds, and it's the one thing we're not looking for. It's not logical from all the attention to Moscow and Xi and Putin sitting together, nor all eyes on Ukraine. What is your measure, Gordon, of the U.S.'s readiness for an accident by a fifth or sixth-rate military power such as North Korea using an ICBM to provoke its neighbors, but not especially careful about where the missile goes?
I think the U.S. military, John, is well prepared on this because the North Koreans make verbal threats and they launch ballistic missiles. So this is something that is not out of the realm of the possibility. Where I don't think we're prepared is if China were to attack some neighbor. I don't think that we have really thought through the relationship between Beijing and Pyongyang, because I believe that the North Koreans would be used to divert the U.S. in that type of scenario. So I think that we would be stretched beyond our abilities. But, you know, in general, I do think that on a day-to-day basis, we think about these things as Bruce just talked about.
You have a question for Bruce, Gordon.
Bruce, we have various ballistic missile defense systems. How good are they?
Well, they're very good. They're getting better. You know, you and I are almost the same age. I think you're 3 or 4 years older than me, although you look about 10 years older than me, and I hate you for that. But, I mean, if you look back to, you know, SDI way back in the 1980s, everybody thought that was hilarious. It was a joke. Well, we've come a long way. And we're especially good at shooting down missiles like the Nodong, and which has a range of about 1,500 kilometers, protecting Japan, protecting South Korea with THAAD and other systems. Where we're still working on getting better is with ICBMs. And, you know, so to answer that question as best I can, in theory, it looks, in theory, in 2022, we actually shot down an ICBM simulated device using our Aegis equipped ships, using that SM3 as in Sierra Mike 3 system. So in a simulated environment, we actually made it work. Will it work if the North Koreans accidentally shoot something close to our territory? Well, we'd have to have the ships lined up right, and we'd have to have the ships over there. And a lot of things would have to go right. But we're getting much closer to being much more reliable on that. So in my guess, we got a 50-50 chance of bringing it down. That is to say an ICBM. Now, our BMD, again, with intermediate range ballistic missiles like the Musudan that the North Koreans have, like Nodongs and Scuds for the THAAD system in Korea, those are very good. We're still working on getting better, we being United States, when it comes to bringing down ICBMs.
Final detail, Bruce, just 30 seconds. At this point, is North American defense, Japan defense, defense of the Pacific, does that include a counteroffensive immediately to take out all of the sites? Would that go into effect or would there be a pause? 30 seconds.
I don't think it includes taking out all of the sites. I've been involved in scenarios like before, and it did not involve that. So in other words, you know, a response that measures what they did, not something that takes out all of their command and control or all their military weapons. I think it would be a much smaller response than that.
Bruce Bechtel, the author of several volumes, all speaking to the unpredictability of North Korea, Red Rogue and Defiant Failed State, and North Korea and regional security in the Kim Jong-un era. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Patton.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At washablesofas.com, you'll find the Anabe sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.